USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The death toll from wildfires in Hawaii has hit triple digits. Governor Josh Green said at least 101 people have been killed. Only a handful of those known dead have been identified, with investigators gathering DNA profiles of more than a dozen people. Green added that over 1,000 first responders from around the world are helping out. Estimates show the economic cost to Maui from the wildfires could approach $7 billion. North Korea is confirming publicly for the first time that American soldier Travis King crossed into their country. State-run media claimed that King admitted to entering illegally and expressed a willingness to seek refuge in North Korea or in a third country. The report also said King confessed to harboring ill feelings against inhumane maltreatment and racial discrimination within the United States Army. U.S. official says the alleged comment could not be verified. While in South Korea last month, King sprinted into North Korea while on tour of the demilitarized zone. Kyiv's deputy defense minister says Ukrainian forces have recaptured the village of Yurozhane from Russian troops in the southeast and dug in on its outskirts. The village in the Donetsk region is part of a cluster of small rural settlements that Ukraine has declared liberated since early June when it started a push against Russian troops who control areas of the south and east. A new survey shows saying hello to your neighbors is linked to a higher well-being. According to Gallup, American adults who regularly greet more than one neighbor have better well-being than those who do not say hello or just greet one. Older Americans and those with higher income tend to greet their neighbors more often. USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
California is spearheading an effort to introduce a U.S. constitutional amendment on gun safety.
State Senator Ayesha Wahab, who co-authored the legislation, says the Right to Safety resolution reaffirms the state's commitment to tackle gun violence.
This resolution calls for a limited constitutional convention on creating common sense gun regulations. 38 states must ratify the amendment.
It begins the process of updating the U.S. Constitution to enshrine four gun safety principles, raising the federal minimum age to purchase a gun from 18 to 21, mandating universal background checks, setting a reasonable waiting period for all gun purchases, and banning assault rifles for civilians, all while leaving the Second Amendment intact. Nika Magahis.
Water restrictions on the Colorado River will be eased up next year. Federal officials announced that Lake Mead will operate in a Tier 1 water shortage in 2024, which will affect water cuts in Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico. That's an improvement over this year's Tier 2 shortage after above-average snow levels last winter helped take pressure off. A group of adult entertainment websites is suing Texas over a new law that will require users to verify their age. The legal action is led by the Free Speech Coalition, who says the Texas government is picking winners and losers when it comes to what should be a constitutional right to free speech. Backers of the bill say this is merely an extension of the current law, which requires people to show an ID when they buy adult material at a store. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.